Back then, I was just starting out. I was just going to do ads. And I had no idea what to charge. And the way that I figured it out is... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kim Barrett Show. I am your host, Kim Barrett. And on today's episode, we are diving deep into pricing. I'll give you a few examples from my own life where maybe I cost myself about $16,000 a month because I didn't understand pricing. I didn't understand the pros, the cons, how to actually ascertain and figure out how to charge. So if you've ever had that feeling like, I'm not really sure what I should charge, and you're just kind of just like, you know, ready, aim, fire, and you know, you're really not sure what to do from that perspective, this is the episode you're going to want to listen to. If you know anyone else that maybe they've struggled with pricing in the past, make sure you share this episode with them too. But until then, let's jump into the show. Pricing. Why is it so much of an issue for so many people? Now, this is especially relevant if you're in coaching, consulting, service provision. What a lot of people don't realize is that when you don't have a physical product, you don't have a shaker bottle that, you know, has a $1.50 cost and you can sell it for $5, it can be very, very hard for people to actually understand how to price their services, especially when they come out and start doing things for the first time. Now, I know that for me, when I very first started, I'll share with you guys a little story about my first mentor and issue I had with pricing around it. So for me, when I very first started, we run Facebook ads for people. We help and coach and consult them now. But you know, back then, I was just starting out. I was just going to do ads. And I had no idea what to charge. And the way that I figured it out is, a way that a lot of people do is, I just looked at what other people were doing. I was like, oh, other people seem to charge $4,000. So I'm going to charge this person $4,000. I know that I could do a good job. I know that I could run ads. I know that I could do everything that was needed from that perspective. But I was a little bit nervous. So I was like, look, I'll charge you $2,000 now, and I'll charge you $2,000 at the end of the month. And they seemed to take that up, and that was okay. And I remember I was telling my first mentor, I was like, yes, got my first client, $4,000 a month, pretty epic, right? And he's like, oh, who is it? And I said the client's name, and he's like, oh, they used to work with us. How much are you charging them? And I said, $4,000 a month, pretty good, right? And he's like, oh, we used to charge them $20,000 a month. So there's no wonder that they came to you and were very happy paying $4,000. Now, to me, that was a big glass shattering moment because I was like, $20,000? Like, how is it possible for you to be able to charge them $20,000? Well, when you look at the value that you provide and the outcome that they're going to achieve, on average, that client from the investment with us and with ads was making anywhere from $200,000 to $250,000 just from the ad campaigns that we were running. So is it justifiable, do you think, if you position something to someone and said, hey, it's going to cost you $20,000. However, the return will be tenfold and you'll be making $200,000 to $250,000, should be a no-brainer, right? But most of the time, we don't actually sit down and figure out, like, what is the outcome that we're helping clients achieve, which is really like outcome-based pricing. A lot of times what people do is, oh, such and such said they charge this much, so I have to charge this much. Or I heard that such and such is doing this, so I'm going to do that. Rather than figuring out, well, hang on, if I'm providing value and I know that I'm going to do a good job and I know that I can achieve this over here, why can't I charge that amount of money? Why can't I share with them, this is what I believe that they should be doing and this is how much I think it's going to cost? So for most people, what I find is that they only look at very bare minimal inputs. They don't look at the outputs that they're helping them create. Especially if you have what you would call an ROI-based offer, something that's going to help them make money, do better in their business for something like that. From that perspective, obviously slightly different for health and fitness and all those things, but they're all still justifiable. It should be an end output that you're looking at to reassess what the inputs are. Now, the next component that you also need to take into consideration, as I said, because that's one way that you can look at how your price is, like, what is the outcome that you help them achieve? But a lot of times you have to also look at what is the amount of hours that you're going to be putting in, right? Because especially if you're doing service provision, maybe it might be health and fitness, whatever it might be, like, it may take a lot of your time. And if you're, you know, in the early stages, you might not know exactly how much it's going to take. If you've been around for a little while, you might know how many hours you need to put in, time, energy, and effort. But a lot of people don't take into consideration those inputs. And as well, what did it take you to be able to learn how to do that? I remember there's a famous story of, I believe it's Nikola Tesla and Henry Ford. So Henry Ford called up Nikola Tesla's like, our production line is not working. We can't figure out how to make it work. It's costing us, the delays are infinite. It's just stupid. We need to get this figured out. So Nikola Tesla comes in, spends an hour or so looking around, looking at the equipment, goes and grabs a hammer and a nail, goes over to one point of the production line, puts the nail there, gets the hammer, bang, in it goes, and production recommences. Production line's able to commence. And Henry Ford's like, okay, cool. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Send me an invoice. Nikola Tesla goes back, gets the invoice, sends it across, $20,000. And then Henry Ford's confused. He's like, $20,000? So, you know, as any good business owner, he goes back and goes, hey, look, do you mind if I get an itemized invoice? Can you break that down a little bit? Because $20,000 seems like a little bit of a fair whack of the sauce bottle there. Like, come on, what's going on here? So Nikola Tesla's like, sure, not a problem. Invoice, line by line. Hammer and nail, $1. Knowing where to put the nail, $19,999. Because it's not the 1 hour of walking around. It's not the 1 hour of going up there and figuring out, oh, this is where I need to put it. It's like, how much time, energy, effort did you have to put in to be able to learn how to do that? Whether that's health and fitness, whether that's coaching and consulting, whether that's any form of service provision. You had to put in hours upon hours upon hours to be able to understand what it is that you do, how you can do it. Like, I know for me, like, you could blindfold me, show, and give me an ad account, and I'll ask you a few numbers and read it out to me, and I could probably tell you what's going on. And then, you know, if I did that in 5 minutes, and then I said there's going to be $5,000, people would probably be like, that's ridiculous, stupid, right? But it's taken me 13 plus years of online advertising experience to be able to know how to do that, to be able to go, cool, I'm pretty sure that if I get these numbers, I'll be able to do that. Like, I'll have confidence in that. So from that perspective, you guys need to sit there and ascertain and figure out, because the biggest thing that I do of people hinders people from growth is them understanding what their value is and how they're able to showcase that to the marketplace and not having to justify it, right? Because if you have the confidence and certainty in what you do, they're not going to be questioning you on this. It should be a yay or a nay. They're not going to be like, why is it this price? No one's ever asked me, why is it that price? Like, yes, sometimes people say no, and that's fine because it's outside of their budget. That's not a problem. But the last question that you want to ever be asked is, why is it that price? Because it probably means that you don't have the confidence and certainty in there. Because if you can have the confidence and certainty in what you do and how you're going to deliver it, and you have the utmost true level of belief, you should have no problems in being able to deliver that service. And then they should be able to feel that from the conversation that you're having with them, right? Energetically. So to recap, make sure when you're looking at pricing, when you're looking at what you're doing, number one, make sure you take into consideration outcome-based pricing. Number two, make sure that, you know, you've taken in consideration all of the time, energy, and effort you had to put into learning and honing your craft. And last but certainly not least, make sure that you have the confidence and certainty in what you do. You know, just look at, and a really good way to do that is to look at all the wins that you've created for your clients or people that you've worked with, whether it be free or otherwise paid or otherwise, like, what level of impact are you able to have on those people? And that should really indicate to you that you are good at what you do, right? And if you listen to this podcast, I'm sure you're good. I'm sure you're good at what you do and you want to get better, which is amazing. That's why you're here. And if we can ever help you get better with your advertising, with your marketing, head over to our free Facebook group, www.joinmygroup.com.au. Feel free to reach out to me on social media. Real Kim Barrett, I'm everywhere. I'll answer any questions I can as best I can. And look forward to seeing you guys on the other side.